up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go again, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Yep, almost an entire hour of great old-time polka music for you. Oh, yeah, some waltzes and all that, too. Just great old-time music. And it's all because it's all off of genuine phonograph records. Yep, no digital music on this show, except for, of course, the actual show itself is produced digitally. But I'm playing real records, so there you go. Brought to you by melaniesmusiclessons.com. We will tell you more about Melanie as the show goes on today. We're getting closer and closer to Christmas. I'm going to throw in more and more Christmas old-time records, so stand by for that. Over the last week, dug out of the attic another box of old-time 45s that was packed away. There's another couple hundred in there that have not been touched for years and years and years, and I've got them all dug out here. So we're going to be spinning a bunch of those out of the fresh box today, even though I wasn't even close to being done with the other boxfuls of records. But it's nice to mix it up because they were all packed away at different times, so you get a little more variety. So we'll see how that goes. I don't know where you are locally, you know, when you hear this show. I know we have listeners in Texas and San Francisco and in places not known for getting a lot of snow. So is that weird to have Christmas without snow? I mean, here in Minnesota, if it's not, you know, like 5 degrees and a foot of snow, it's not Christmas. It's kind of weird. And I found a record that I had totally forgotten about called the Snowmobile Waltz by the Howie Sturtz Orchestra. It was recorded over in Wisconsin. We're going to play that one this hour. So, snowmobile fans, we got a record for you coming up here. And I thought we'd just kick it right off this week with the first Christmas record of the show. Let's do the Christmas polka. Here's Frankie Yankovic.
Around and round the Christmas tree, won't you come and dance with me? We will sing and we'll be gay. It's Christmas Day today.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Santa Claus is on his way, bringing presents with his reindeer. He'll come riding on his sleigh.
Going to whirl like this and around the room we go, steal a kiss beneath the mistletoe. How happy we will be, it's the night for you and me, around the Christmas tree.
Frankie Yankovic gets us rolling this week with the Christmas polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and again, I find myself actually remembering to remind you that if you would like to get in touch with us here in the show, see how I say us makes it sound bigger, it's just me pretty much. If you would like to, request a song or a band or have some questions or comments, you can always do that. Email is the way. It's just oompahour@mail.com. Oompa, OOMPAH, hour oompa@mail.com. Very simple. Even a child can do it. Probably the way it works with my grandkids, a child could probably do it better than an adult can, actually. So, all right, back to the old-time music. Here's one out of the attic in the box from last week. Here's Art Perko and his orchestra with Perko's Polka. Art Perko's Orchestra, the Perko's Polka. I wonder how they came up with that name. You're on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, playing all the best old-time records we can find for the next hour or so. You know, the show's not really an hour long. You know that? Just, it's a little insider secret. We shoot to be between 55 and 60 minutes long every week, which is really a great deal when you consider that in today's world, an hour-long television program is roughly 37 to 41 minutes long, depending on the show and how many ads they have. So if you watch an hour TV show, you're watching a show that's 37, 38 minutes long, maybe 40 on a good day, typical. If you're watching a half-hour show, maybe 20 minutes of show, 10 minutes of ads. About a third of every TV show is advertising. Here on the Oompa Hour, it's like 95% show and just, you know, a couple percent advertising. And you know, it's not because we don't like, Melanie's music and all that, but we just don't need that many other commercials in here. You know what I mean? So anyway, just valuable tip why the Oompa Hour is a better value than any primetime television show. Back to the music. Vern Meisner, here's the Barroom Polka.
I know a lot of places for refreshments, taverns and saloons and cabaret. But as you paint the town, run a good place now. Remember one good point, don't call it a tavern joint, it's just a tap room. Pennsylvania, in Manhattan, it's a plush line club. It's just a gin mill in little Chicago. And in London, it's a blue man lounge. Cocktail.
and saloon and cabaret. But as you paint the town, don't run a good place down. Remember one good point, don't call it a tavern joint, it's just a tap room. Pennsylvania, in Manhattan, it's a plush line club. It's just a gin mill in old Chicago.
Go Vern Meisner there, the Barroom Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Can't believe that we have not played that song before. It's a great record, and it's been up in the attic in a box. I don't know that there's another copy of it floating around here, so we couldn't have played it before. So, anyway, another one to add to the stack here in the Oompa Hour. Time for another holiday record, by gosh, right after we tell you about MelaniesMusicLessons.com. Ha, perfect for the holiday season. Maybe you'd like to learn to play something at the Christmas party. Might be time. I don't know. You got, what, a week or two, depending when your party is? Or maybe you'd like to see if you could give some lessons for a Christmas gift or something, huh? You can check it all out, MelaniesMusicLessons.com. Melanie's been teaching for more than 30 years, teaches accordion, piano, and electronic keyboard. She also teaches music theory, too, if you want to learn that kind of stuff. You can find out more, of course, at MelaniesMusicLessons.com. Now, the cool thing is you could try it out for free. Take the first lesson free, and there is no obligation. So you can see, you know, if it really works out for you. So if mom's accordion or grandma's accordion has been sitting in the bedroom closet for the last 48 years, might be time to pull it out, get in touch with Melanie, and give it a whirl. All right? Easy enough. Check it out, MelaniesMusicLessons.com. And when you get there, by the way, click on the thing that goes to her YouTube channel. You can actually see her playing some tunes. Pretty cool. So have a look. Anyway, let's get back to some music this morning. I told you another Christmas tune on the way. Lil Wally does Christmas in Your Heart.
Christmas comes but once a year, so let's be jolly and full of cheer.
Ho, 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 ho.
So make each day a Merry Christmas in your heart.
Christmas in your heart.
Christmas in your heart. Make each day a Merry Christmas in your heart. There's happiness in giving. Have a happy smile for everyone you meet.
Everyone you meet.
Everyone you meet. Have a happy smile for everyone you meet, and you'll find joy in living. Always count your blessings.
Be thankful for your health.
For if you have those blessings,
then you have untold wealth.
So make each day a Merry Christmas in your heart.
Christmas in your heart.
Christmas in your heart. Make each day a Merry Christmas in your heart. There's happiness in giving.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Veselich Schwion!
So make each day a Merry Christmas in your heart.
Christmas in your heart.
Christmas in your heart. Make each day a Merry Christmas in your heart. There's happiness in giving. Have a happy smile for everyone you meet.
Everyone you meet.
Everyone you meet. Have a happy smile for everyone you meet, and you'll find joy in living. Always count your blessings.
Be thankful for your health.
For if you have those blessings,
then you have untold wealth.
So make each day a Merry Christmas in your heart.
Christmas in your heart.
Christmas in your heart.
Make each day a Merry Christmas in your heart. There's happiness in giving. Have a merry, merry, merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yes, Christmas in your heart. It's Lil Wally here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. We're just spinning all the great old-time records for you today. I tell you, there's so many records that I found in this last box full that I haven't played for so long. This is a hoot to be doing the show today, and I love playing all these Christmas records. And I'll tell you, the frequency of Christmas records will increase until the Christmas week show, where we will have all old-time Christmas music in the show. Now, this one was a big country hit record. Well, I don't know if it was a hit, but it was on the, I want to say, the flip side of a Johnny Horton record, I think. I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women. You might remember the title if you're a country music fan, and that's a pretty long title for a record. However, I can tell you that the longest title of a hit record, like a number one record, was B.J. Thomas singing "Hey, Won't You Play Another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong" song. And the longest title period for a song that made it onto the charts was, let me see if I can remember this now, Jeremiah Peabody's Polyunsaturated Fast Acting Quist Dissolving Pleasant Tasting Green and Purple Pills by Ray Stevens. That was the longest charted record, longest title ever. But this has got to be right up there. I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women. Here's Dick Metko and his boys.
In that little shack that's right behind the house. And here comes Jake with all his hounds, and he's gonna hear me shout.
Oh, I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women. Put them hounds back in the pan and stop that silly grinning. The moon is right and I'm half tied, my life is just beginning. I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women.
Go brush your teeth and comb your hair and stag your time to start. Before we go, there's just one thing, this one has got my heart. Chase that gal with the yellow hair and wear the dress of green. For that little gal belongs to me, I know she's past 16.
Oh, I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women. Put them hounds back in the pan and stop that silly grinning. The moon is right and I'm half tight, my life is just beginning. I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women. Put them hounds back in the pan and stop that silly grinning. The moon is right and I'm half tight, my life is just beginning. I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women.
Okay, Dick Metko and his boys there. Won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And I better put that over there in the dun stack. I had to buy some more of those sleeves, you know, the paper things that you put the 45s into to, you know, keep them safe and scratch-free when they're on the shelf. This last box full of records, most of the records did not have any sleeves. You know, those sleeves are not cheap. But I bought, like, several thousand, just because if you're going to pay for the shipping, you might as well go crazy. So eventually, now as we get into the new year, I told myself I'm going to get all the records organized. So we'll see, because right now they're literally just in stacks all over the studio here. So anyway, a valuable shopping tip for you, by the way. I learned this while Christmas shopping yesterday, because we had not started any of our Christmas shopping yet. And I have four adult children who have spouses, and I have six grandkids, and wife's got a big family, and we had done no shopping, which is highly unusual for us. And so yesterday was kind of a, you know, we're going to get out and we're going to buckle down, and we had a list and we had a plan, which we never, ever, ever stick to, by the way. But I learned something yesterday after 50 some years of being a Christmas shopper. I learned something. When you go to a large store, what they normally refer to nowadays as a big box store, you know, like a Walmart or a Kmart or a Tarmart. I guess it's Target, but whatever. The wife always says Target Boutique. But you go to these big stores and, you know, you get to the checkouts and there are always a long lines and you look for the people, the one with the shortest line. Not the best idea. No. Valuable tip, okay? And I don't mean to be insulting seasonal workers at all. But if you are a regular shopper at the store, you probably know most of the checkout people. So look for the people you know that have worked there for a long time. Look for the experienced checkout people. Because even if they have two or three people ahead of you with carts bulging with tinsel and garland, the people who've been working there for years can bleep those people through just like bleep, 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 swoop the card, punch the button, out the door. And you get one of the seasonal workers, and I mean nothing against them because where would we be without them? But they don't necessarily know what they're doing. I'm not kidding you. And the critical thing to know is I had not shaven for like 2 days, so I was looking kind of scruff. Is we got into a line in one of the big box stores yesterday. There was like two carts in front of us, and that was the fastest one. And they were full. And we must have been in line 10 minutes before she got to us. And I don't know why, but after every item she bleeped, she had to analyze the price tag and press a button on the cash register. Now, no other one was doing it. They were just bleeping stuff through and sending them on down the line. It took us like 15 minutes to check out, and a couple had come up in line behind us, and I walked back to him. I said, listen, I says, this lady is extremely nice and appears to be competent, but she is slower than molasses in January. And if you've ever had molasses in January in Minnesota, you know that's pretty slow. Anyway, I said, she's really nice, but she's horribly slow. I said, see this? I said, I didn't have to shave when we got here. That was kind of mean, but I'm telling you, valuable tip. When you're looking for the checkout lines, find one that's got an experienced known person working it, and it's going to go faster for you. All right, there's my valuable tip. Here's Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins, of course, and the Twilight Schottische on Tim's Oompa Hour. So as a trick ending, notice how I started talking before they were actually done, because I went, you know, they threw that in there. Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins, the Twilight Shottish, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, and it's high time that we got to another holiday record, another Christmas song here on the show. And a couple of weeks ago, might have been last week, I think a couple of weeks ago, we played one from Marv Herzog, and I got another one coming up here. I love the Marv Herzog Christmas tunes. They're just really good, and I don't remember which one we played before, but I have him doing White Christmas coming up, and I also have a whole bunch of Marv Herzog Christmas tunes that are sung in German, of course, and I'm not getting into those yet. Maybe we get closer to the Christmas show, I'll throw in some of the ones with the German, because you can still sing with, because you know the song's in English, even if you're not German, so it still works out for you. But anyway, here's Marv Herzog and the gang, and their version of White Christmas.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be
all right, see, now that I played it, I'm thinking we played that one already this year, didn't we? Not that there's anything wrong with that. Marv Herzog there. White Christmas here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Just keep digging out all these fun old-time records and playing them here. And again, I would like to remind you, too, that I don't know where you might be listening to this, because I know we're on the 13 or 14 radio stations now. I know we have some internet streaming operations that are running the show as well. And, of course, if you know where, you might be able to find it some other places, too. But, you know, drop an email to the place where you're listening, whether it's a radio station or a streaming outfit or whatever, and just let them know that you're digging the show, because they love to get feedback, too. You'll be surprised. Radio stations, internet streaming stations, especially the smaller ones that are, you know, not so obvious, get very little feedback from their listeners, and they love it when they get an email from somebody. And if you want to complain about something, just be polite about it. And you would be amazed at how good that can be. And if you're enjoying something that a broadcaster or a streamer is doing, send them an email. Send them a little Christmas email. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing and you're digging it and you're out there listening. Because it only takes one, and it can really brighten up the entire day for an entire staff of people. So do that. All right, back to the music. I got the Snowmobile Waltz coming up. Not yet, though, but stand by for that. I have Bernie Roberts and his orchestra now. Pageant Records, Juneau, Wisconsin, where they made this one. Here's You Can't Expect Kisses from Me, Bernie Roberts and his orchestra, with Blondie on vocals. There you go, Bernie Roberts and the orchestra featuring Blondie on vocals. Obviously not the same Blondie that had those rock and roll hits back in the 70s and 80s, huh? All right, we have more holiday music on the way for you. Let me see, what do I have coming up here in the holiday stack? We have the New Yorkers with Jingle Bells coming up. And let me see, it looks like we're going to do I Want to Be Polish for Christmas with the John Jeske Orchestra coming up here. So stand by for those. But before we get to any of those, I also got a polka record here out of Houston, Texas, we're going to get to today. Also a Stan Wallowick 45 here. So a lot of stuff coming up yet. But for you snowmobile fans, and I would think people in San Francisco or Austin or wherever they might be listening, probably never have been on a snowmobile unless you've been up north to visit people. These are these horrible, smelly contraptions that go very fast over the snow and basically scare the dickens out of everybody. I've only ridden on a snowmobile a couple of times. I have a policy. Anything that suggests that you wear electric socks to keep your toes from freezing is not something I want to voluntarily participate in. So anyway, a lot of people do, though. Here's the Howie Sturz Orchestra. And I had never heard this one before. This has been put away for years. Here's the, it's the flip side. It's the B side of the good side. But anyway, for you winter people, here's the Snowmobile Waltz.
My snowmobile, o'er the soft white snow to the woods we'll go. There'll be just we two singing I love you neath the winter sky of blue. O'er the soft white snow to the woods we'll go. There'll be just we two singing I love you neath the winter sky of blue.
All right, I don't know if you can actually waltz while you're on a snowmobile, but that's very convenient because that also guarantees us at least one waltz in the show today. So that's not bad. Several polkas, a waltz, and a schottische so far. Pretty good for an hour program, don't you think? All right, we got some more holiday music coming up here, so stand by for that. In fact, maybe, no, we'll wait a minute because we're going to do this one first. We're going to go to Houston, Texas for this one from E.J. Hopkins. Here's the Julita Polka. Yo, E.J. Hopkins there, Julita Polka, here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Nothing wrong with some polka fiddling music. I know we don't get a lot of that, but certainly fits into the program from Stoneway Records in Houston, Texas. So way to go. All right, let's move on to a little holiday music here. We're gonna go Polish on this one, actually. John Jeske, Carl Henry do I Want to Be Polish for Christmas.
My best friend is Polish, he's really got it made. His family celebrates Christmas for 12 whole days. Hey! My best friend is Polish. rich, he's really got it made. His family celebrates Christmas for 12 whole days. They don't trash the tinsel December 26th. They keep it up till New Year's Day, so I'll know what I miss. I wanna be Polish for Christmas. They do the holiday right. They don't start the season too early. They don't end it on Christmas night. Polkas are always so joyful. They get me up on my feet. I'm always in the Christmas spirit when dancing along with that beat. Lady who's brought up to respect the value of a family tradition and the rest. We'll share the joy of giving and know what Christmas means. I'll be so sentimental, I'll propose on Christmas Eve. I wanna be Polish for Christmas. They do the holiday right. They don't start the season too early. They don't end Christmas night. Polkas are always so joyful. They get me up on my feet. I'm always in the Christmas spirit when dancing along with that beat. Here it comes. Hey!
Wesołych Świąt, Bożego Narodzenia. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This jolly Polish drinking may your Christmas be the best. Point me to the mistletoe, put romance on my list.
I wanna be Polish for Christmas. They do the holiday right. They don't start that season too early. They don't end it on Christmas night. I wanna be Polish for Christmas.
By marriage, if I must,
all I will need is a blind date arranged by somebody
I trust.
Hey! How am I doing? Merry Christmas! Happy New Year! Pass the pierogies, will you? Not bad. Did you make these yourself? Hey, you're a pretty good cook.
I want to be Polish for Christmas. John Jeske and Carl Henry there. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Kind of a fun song. I think that'll probably be coming around again when we get to our Christmas show. We'll have to see how that goes. As long as we're in that general direction, I have Stan Wallowick and his polka chips standing right here. Well, they're not standing right here. The record's right here. It's in my hand right this second. I'm going to put it on the record player, and we're going to hear the My Baby Polka.
Bye.
Dan Wallowick and his polka chips here on Tim's Oompa Hour. That's the My Baby Polka today. And, wow, still we fit several songs in here. Got one more Christmas tune coming up. And I think we haven't heard from Don Peachy in the orchestra for quite a while. So now seems like a really good time. Here's the Red Wine Polka. A little Don Peachy in the orchestra, Janie Peachy on the vocals there, and the Red Wine Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Got another polka on the way, got a little holiday music on the way, so stand by for that. In fact, we're going to discuss pronunciations here in just a minute, but before that, I want to tell you about Melanie's Music Lessons, melaniesmusiclessons.com. Melanie gives music lessons, if you can imagine that. She does this via Skype on the internet, so it's a live personal music lesson with you, but you don't have to actually be in the same room. It's what technology does for us today. It's like on the Jetsons, you know, when Jane used to call George, and they would be on the phone with the TV screen there, and it was interactive, but they weren't actually together. It's great because you can have a lesson without traveling. The teacher doesn't have to travel to you. It's very convenient, and you can take a lesson virtually any place where you have internet access in your laptop or your tablet. I think you could even do it on your smartphone, but it'd be a pretty small picture to be watching how to play the notes, you know. But anyway, find out more, by all means, at melaniesmusiclessons.com. Melanie's been giving lessons for well over 30 years. She teaches accordion, piano, electronic keyboard, so she can help you out. Check it out. First lesson, absolutely free, no obligation. So really, what have you got to lose? Check it out, melaniesmusiclessons.com. All right, I got the Matilda Polka on the way next. Louis Bashel and his Silk Umbrella Orchestra. Is it Bashel? Bashel. Could be Bashel. Bachier. Who knows? I've heard everyone say Louis Bashel and his Silk Umbrella Orchestra, and I always look at the record when I'm going to say his name, and I always wonder if that's the correct pronunciation. It's weird. There are a lot of bands like that, a lot of words like that, where certain people will insist this is how you say it, but somewhere else they say it different, either because they actually know or because it's a different part of the country. But we know that you pronounce it Matilda, and as far as I'm concerned, it's Louis Bashel and his Silk Umbrella Orchestra. Louis Bashel and his Silk Umbrella Orchestra. That's the Matilda Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I promised you another holiday record. I have the New Yorkers here to do Jingle Bells. I just noticed as I'm getting ready to play the record, this song is a minute and 15 seconds long. There are commercials that are almost that long. A minute and 15 seconds for the New Yorkers to sing Jingle Bells. That means we might be able to squeak in another record. I'll have to see what we can do. Let's give this one a whirl, shall we?
Now let's all sing along with the New Yorkers.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the field we go, laughing all the way. Bells on buckles ring, singing clear and bright. What fun it is to ride and sing the sleighing song tonight.
Oh!
There you go, the New Yorkers air Jingle Bells here on Tim's Oompa Hour. And if I don't waste a lot of time talking here, we could squeak in one more song. I just happened to find, what did I find? Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra. Dick Metko, the accordion soloist. I like to give him credit where I can. Here's I Want a Girl Just Like a Girl That Married Dear Old Dad. we got it in there. There we go. A little I Want a Girl polka. It's Lawrence Dukow and his orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and that pretty much means we are out of time for another show. Back again next week, of course. A lot more holiday old-time music coming up for you next week, too. So, you know, pay attention to where you're at so you can join us here again next week. All right, same bat time, same bat channel.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio, Bovee, Minnesota, who right now happen to have a fabulous Christmas window display in the studio of the radio station. And, of course, brought to you by MelaniesMusicLessons.com. Oh, we'll be back again, do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody. That's an order.